I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being with us today. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are out campaigning again after last night's debate. Trump traveled to Florida, Clinton to North Carolina. On the show today, we're going even further afield to get some outside perspectives on all of this, to a debate viewing party in Mexico and a stopover in London, where televised debates are a very new thing. First, though, to Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Journalist and author Adobe Trisha Nobani is there. She says many of her friends and acquaintances stayed up late to watch the Clinton-Trump debate.
Everybody, right down to the gate man at my office. People
really?
Were talking about it. Yes. And then I spoke with a Nigerian friend in the UK this morning. She also had stayed up to watch it in London. I mean, I don't know many people who did not watch it.
That's incredible. So what were people saying today? I mean, what parts of the debate really hit home?
The most frequent comment I heard was that, Clinton won, Clinton won, Clinton won. People said things like she seemed to know more about the issues. Trump didn't seem to know too much about what he was talking about. You know, we've come to know Trump as an entertainer. He always leaves us with something to talk about. There's all this drama, which seemed to be missing from him last night. Like, that wasn't the Trump we've come to expect, you know, throwing punches and embarrassing everybody.
Yeah, did Nigerians watch The Apprentice with Donald Trump? I mean, is that where this...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Reality TV shows, American reality TV shows are quite common here. So everybody knows he's a reality TV star. And I think that's what we've come to expect. A secretary at my office actually made the comment that it's not like when he's on the campaign trail and talking anyhow, and here he was standing with Clinton and he wasn't able to do any of that nonsense he does. For example, everybody expected that he would have referred to Bill Clinton's indiscretions, but he didn't.
Well, both candidates did address racism and America's complex legacy when it comes to race. Let's hear what Donald Trump had to say. Here he is talking about fighting gun crime in inner cities.
We have to bring back law and order. We have gangs roaming the street, and in many cases, they're illegally here, illegal immigrants, and they have guns. And they shoot people. And we have to be very strong. And we have to be very vigilant.
All right. Talk of law and order from Donald Trump. Adobe Trisha Nobani, how does that go over in a country like Nigeria that's elected any number of military generals to lead the country?
We have major law and order problems here as well. And it's interesting to watch because the worst Trump prescription will still be lighter than the lightest Nigerian prescription in terms of that kind of thing, the way the police and the military deal with civilians, that kind of thing. Anyhow America deals with it, it will still be less brutal, like I would imagine, than our own problems.
Right.
Just a few weeks ago, there was a report from Amnesty International about the way our police here deal with suspected criminals. There were all sorts of atrocities described in that report. Things like hanging prisoners by their necks and fake executions and things like that.
That you would find in
Nigeria.
So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That you would find in Nigerian techniques that our police use. We're horrified by the fact that so many black people have been shot. But at the same time, we can't pretend that we're shocked that people are stopped and searched. I don't want black people or white people or whoever to be shot and killed in interactions with the police. But I can't pretend that I'm horrified by the fact that the police stopped and searched someone. And I don't think the average Nigerian will be horrified by that. We go through worse with our police here.
So you probably know that Donald Trump has refused to release his tax returns, and that's something that all previous major candidates for the presidency here have done. Hillary Clinton is criticized for not releasing emails and transcripts of paid speeches she made to leaders of big U.S. banks. Is that sort of transparency expected of politicians in Nigeria?
I'll just laugh. I will just laugh. Maybe you're just trying to mock us. But anyway, no, it's even difficult to get our politicians to declare their assets. We don't even know what they own and what they don't own. So tax returns is going far in terms of expectations. That's part of the entertainment I talk about when we watch things like the U.S. debate. These people consider these things big issues. So it's educative, but it's also very entertaining to see the things that are important to the Americans, the things that they consider debate worthy, the things that steal the headlines that will just not grab a sentence or a column in this part of the world. When we compare the conversations we're hearing in America to the things that are happening here, it appears so light, so almost inconsequential. It's interesting to see a place where these conversations are happening that are so distant from where we are.
Nigerian journalist and author Adobe Trisha Nobani speaking with us from the capital, Abuja. Her most recent novel is I Do Not Come to You by Chance. Adobe, thanks for being with us, as always.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you for having me.